Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. Pope Francis says that the land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people. That's the headline. David Dolan and I will have more information on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Very interesting statement coming from Pope Francis, somewhat in the face of UNESCO, because the Pope said God promised the land to the people, the Jewish people of Israel. Very interesting in light of what UNESCO has been saying.
Well, it was, Jimmy. It was very welcomed in Israel, but I have to say, though, that it wasn't a direct statement on the UNESCO vote or what they were discussing. And, of course, they had a second vote this week, UNESCO did, and again, it contained language that didn't refer to any Jewish connections to Jerusalem, that only spoke of the Temple Mount as Haram al-Sharif, the Arabic name for it, the noble sanctuary. And we had these countries, including such lights as Cuba, Kuwait, Tunisia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, that voted in favor of it. A bunch of countries abstained in the latest resolution, and only Tanzania and the Philippines voted against it. Again, it said there's really no connection between the Jewish people and Israel. Well, the Pope was making a speech on the topic of migration, especially Muslims coming into Europe. But during that speech, and some believe he inserted this line due to the UNESCO vote, he said, the people of Israel who from Egypt, where they were enslaved, walked through the desert for 40 years until they reached the land promised by God. That was seen in Israel as him saying, hey, the Jews were going to their promised land. He didn't make it in the sense of a direct comment on the UNESCO vote or anything like that. Still, it was welcome very much in Israel, as I said, but to have the Pope make any statement was definitely welcomed in Israel. However, they still feel that the Vatican's official position on the issue is fuzzy, and they would like to see that changed.
David Dolan reporting that the Pope is saying that the land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Pope Francis is correct. The Jews have been given their eternal homeland. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The land of Israel does belong to the Jewish people, not because the Pope says so, but because the Bible says so. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, 18 times, the Lord tells the prophet Ezekiel that he's going to do certain things. One of those activities will be that he will gather the Jews from the four corners of the earth where they have been scattered. He will bring them into their land, the land of their forefathers, and he will feed them like a good shepherd feeds his flock. If he says something 18 times, he does indeed mean it. And by the way, Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 22 records what the Lord had to say. He said, I don't do this for the Jewish people. I do it for my holy name's sake, because I promised to give them their land, and that land will be given to them forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...